Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerone here, and we got a special edition coming up here of Rob Has a Podcast. This is a little bit of a simulcast, because on Sunday night, PG Law of Survivor China had a number of RHAP podcasters over on her Twitch channel to play a game of Secret Hants. Secret Hants is a skin that is on a game of Secret H, the game of social deduction, where you have a team of heroes versus the villains. We'll have a whole walkthrough of the way that the game is played over on the live stream, but it was a lot of fun, and what I wanted to do was also record this as a podcast. People got to watch us live over on PG's Twitch stream that were there live for the live show, but you can also watch the archive, and we'll also post the link in the chat to that as well, from PG's Twitch channel, which is at twitch.tv/PG. PG does these kind of games every Sunday night, usually with Survivor players, at around 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. And she also has a Patreon where she plays games with the fans, but she was nice enough to invite us from RHAP over to her Twitch stream to play a game of Secret Hants. That is the new version that is only on PG's Twitch stream, where somebody is a secret villain. And of course, who is more memorable from the villains tribe than the great Russell Hants? So I'm going to throw it to the game. You'll hear PG setting up exactly how it all is all going to work. And you'll hear a bunch of familiar voices from RHAP. And if you like this sort of thing, also check out the Hollywood Squares, the Renappywood Squares over on Robin Akiva Need a Podcast from this weekend. That was also a lot of fun. If you like game shows with Zoom calls with a number of people on there, on Robin Akiva Need a Podcast. But let me throw it to game night over on PG's Twitch stream.
Hello, everybody. Sorry, welcome to Heroes versus Villains, the RHAP version. I am going to go over the rules and some basic strategy for anyone who has not seen this before. So basically, the way the game works is there will be six heroes versus four villains. Now, three are villains. There's one secret hand, secret H, super bad guy, whatever you want. And so basically, how we're going to play is, the way to win, we will be passing a set of policies or laws. There are good policies and villain policies. And the way that works is, each of us will take a turn being the president. Now, the president will nominate one person to be chancellor. Okay, we all vote on whether we agree on this chancellor, or you are agreeing on this government as a whole, right? If it passes, then what happens is that the president will receive three cards. The president will then secretly discard one card. They will pass two of those cards onto the chancellor. Then the chancellor will play one card. That is the law that gets passed. Okay. And here's where some strategy can come in. You can lie about what cards you got. You can say, oh, I got three villain cards. I had no choice. I had to play one. And someone else would be like, that's a lie. You gave me one of each. You know what I mean? So there's strategy involved there. Most villains will sometimes play like a good guy in the beginning. So you'll want to play a hero policy just to pretend that you're good. Now, if you are the Secret Hants, your goal is to get elected as chancellor in the end game. So basically, after
the chancellor.
Oh no. ABC, do not listen to this.
The chancellor.
I'm the greatest chancellor of all time.
After there have been three villain cards, villain laws that have been passed, it is kind of sudden death. So now you have to watch out for the Hansler getting elected, because then the villains will win the game automatically. There's a few other things that come into play. Basically, once a villain law is passed, whoever is president at the time will have certain special powers. So one of the powers are, they can investigate somebody else and they will see what their role is. Another one is that they can choose who the next president will be. And then towards the end of the game, they get assassination power, so they can kill somebody. So that's how the special rules work, and it will say on the game board.
Okay.
Which
PG, thank you for inviting us all to be here and play the game live. Could we go around and do introductions for people that are watching the stream so everybody can that's watching or listening can get familiar with who's playing in the game tonight?
Yeah, I'll start. My name is PG Law, and I was on Survivor Seasons 15 and 31.
Yeah. And PG, you do this every single Sunday night. Is that right?
Every Sunday evening. Yeah. For the past like 5 weeks or so, this has been my new quarantine project. It's been super fun. Yeah. I get a bunch of survivors to come on and play a bunch of games. Actually, we've mostly only been playing this just because I think it's really fun for survivors to play. There's a lot of strategy and bluffing involved.
Okay. Well, have you considered playing more games with the survivors?
Yeah, sometimes we do one night Ultimate Werewolf. Whoa. Which is like another bluffing game. I might probably do Code Names, other games like that in the future.
What's the difference between Werewolf and Mafia?
It's just different roles. There's a lot. I don't play regular Werewolf. We play one night.
There's no Killer Ultimate. Miller.
It's a different type of rule set, but you get different roles and people can like swap them out. And so that one is more about following like a logic chain.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and we can go around. Taryn, why don't you go?
I'm Taryn. I'm the Big Brother guy. I talk about Big Brother. I also stream on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I've been streaming some Last of Us. I also used to do these kinds of games on Twitch, but I stopped doing them because I'm terrible at them, which, you know, everybody should just recognize that I'm really bad and I'm a terrible liar. Nobody should ever think I'm a villain. So, yeah, that's me. Starting to do some Big Brother coverage, hopefully when it starts.
PG, this is weird because I feel like what I see in the Twitch stream is different. So I'm just going to go. First of all, Taryn's a liar. Okay. Don't believe a single word he says.
He's not streaming on Twitch.
What an aggressive player you are.
And so it begins.
I know, right? We're already starting. Taryn stirring up trouble in the chat. So I'm Liana. I podcast on RHAP covering a lot of stuff. Big Brother, Survivor, doing the RHAP B&B, talking about Survivor with Mike Bloom. So yeah, that's me.
Somebody speak up. Go.
I don't know.
What's the order?
How about Jessica Lees?
All right. Hi, I'm Jess. I cover whenever it's on, sporadically every other year or so. I cover Amazing Race with Rob and Mike here, and I do a lot of stuff on post-show recaps, Walking Dead, Star Trek, all things, and we just wrapped Killing Eve, and right now we are covering a rewatch of The Mole. Very topical.
Yes.
And I love Killing Eve.
It's a great show. Disappointed by this recent season, but overall still love it.
Yes, and we're very excited that we are going to also be covering Tough as Nails, PG. How about that?
Oh, yeah. How could I forget? We just talked to Phil Kogan. Yes. It was awesome.
Phil tweeted out a thing about it. I was tagged in Phil's tweet in the picture.
He thanked me personally. I felt so gratified.
Yeah, you can like die and go to heaven now.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay. What's that show about, Tough as Nails?
Competition show. Yeah. Blue collar people who are the toughest of their profession. And then they're going to test their toughness by various toughness metrics.
Oh,
I thought they were going to be ranking nails on like toughness.
First and then Wes.
They're stealing an idea for Puya's future stream. And I don't think Phil wants to take that.
That tier list is coming up August 8th. Be ready. It's happening. Mike Bloom's already signed off on it. So
iron,
we're good.
Steel, nickel. Yeah.
There's no podcast Mike Bloom won't do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very true.
All right. How about Puya?
Yes. Hi. I am the aforementioned Puya. That is my real name, not a nickname. You will have heard me on RHAP on various ventures, mostly recently on The Masked Singer, Rahapa, where we talk about The Masked Singer and which celebrity is which mask and what they're saying. My co-host is also here. Don't trust her. She stole my background. She is currently using my background. I don't appreciate it, but it's cool. You know, I allow it. You know, Liana's nice. But yeah, that's me. That's me in a nutshell. And yeah, let's have fun tonight. Let's just have fun.
Okay.
I just got to say real quick, I just want to thank Martha for her donation. And she says for me to tell you guys that you're all good kids.
Oh, thank you. That was very nice.
Oh, no. Thanks, I need to tell everyone how she's a good kid. Sorry.
Okay, take it back.
Well,
good to know.
Okay. Shannon Gates is here, everybody.
Hi, I'm Shannon. I'm a hero. I also podcast with Mike Bloom. which is like the running theme, I think. I do international survivor coverage for RHAP. And I'm a hero. I don't have a lot else.
Shannon,
and also, I've been with Liana already in a strategy game online. So just keep in mind what Liana can do.
Shannon, what time is it for you?
It's 9 a.m., which anyone who knows me knows is like 5 a.m. It's also Monday morning. So I'm like the world's best employee. So
what's it like in the future, Shannon?
It's cold, it's early, I'm tired. Running theme. But yeah, you guys all have Sunday night. That's so nice for you not skipping work to do this. I actually took the day off. Oh, Steven's here.
iPad 7 is here.
iPad 7, what's up?
Hello!
Oh, yes. Oh, I loved your portrait mode realness going on. I'm satisfied.
We're in the middle of a move, so it's like, I don't really have a great setup here.
Yeah,
so,
right this minute, you're in the middle of a move.
Yeah. Whoa. Like, literally. So if it's a lot of up nostril, you know, I really apologize.
I think that's what the chat wants, though. We've been lacking on nostril content as of yet.
All right, we're just going through and giving introductions. Steven, you want to introduce yourself and tell the audience about who you are?
Yeah, I'm Steven Fishback. I was a runner-up on the second season of Survivor Sequester. That's it. That's where I'm.
That's the new title.
Oh, Shannon Gates apparently cost me the win here, right? I've got a nemesis in the chat.
Yes.
Nemesis in the
yes.
chat.
I don't know what Jock was talking about. Like, I would have voted for you. I don't think Jock knows me very well.
Right. Also here with us, Jessica Lewis.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jessica Lewis. I am from season 33, Millennials versus Gen X Survivor. And Rob was kind enough to invite me to join RHAP. And I now co-host Why Blank Lost with David Bloomberg. And we cover all things Survivor. And I am so grateful to be here and also incredibly nervous. So I'm just hoping to get through this. Okay. We'll do great.
All right. And then also the great Mike Bloom is here. Mike, how are you?
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Yes.
Bringing it back. Yeah, I'm Mike Bloom. If there's a podcast, I've probably done it at some point. That speaks more towards the generosity of other hosts than my own podcast hoariness. But yeah, I cover Survivor on the Survivor B&B with Liana Boris, Big Brother, The Amazing Race. I'm doing a Lost rewatch right now. Star Trek, Westworld, a bunch of different shows.
Survivor South Africa doesn't even make the credit list. Yeah.
Survivor it's a Survivor umbrella, Shannon. And I also
this
I
is
also
like Mike winning an Oscar.
Yes, exactly. Play the music. And I also write about Survivor, Big Brother, The Amazing Race, Top Chef, etc. for Parade.com as well. And I'm also a future Survivor tattoo recipient.
Yes, PG, this is very interesting that you may not know this, that Mike had, we were raising money for directrelief.org to get PPE for doctors and nurses, that we had raised a certain amount of money, and Mike came on with the cherry on the cake that said, hey, if we can get a little bit higher, I will get a Survivor tattoo. And so the audience responded, and now we are in the midst of, we're about to have a 16 tattoo Survivor season simulation to determine what tattoo Mike Bloom will get, many of which were designed by Jessica Lees.
Yeah, and I will say that there are some current Survivor alumni on this panel who were suggested to have their faces tattooed on me. And that so I do apologize about that. But
Steven,
you're really going to crowdsource your tattoo.
No, what?
About Mike's tattoo.
Well, no, I heard about the tattoo. I didn't realize that there was people's faces were options.
Yeah, it was your face.
Propose your face.
Yes.
Oh, my face?
Amazing.
Yeah, it was your face, and it said no votes underneath it. Mike said that was really mean and he wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, I
know. Because Mike shot down all the good ones.
And it was pre-sequester.
Yeah, and Stephen was really jonesing, right. I think, to have his face right above my ass. But I think, unfortunately, I decided
is that
to
where
just
it is?
Nick the idea.
How much money do we need to raise today for that to happen?
Placement? Placement?
I want a tattoo of my face on your face. Like, that's the real
thing. Like, right here?
Yeah. I mean, listen, facial recognition software is, like, accelerating at a rapid pace. I really can get ahead of the curve if I have Stephen Fishback one-for-one face on top of my face.
Tattoo his face over yours?
They'll never know what hit
Angela's
them.
Definitely going to okay that one.
Yeah, exactly. That's my impending divorce with my fish face.
I mean, given that we had raised $22,998, and Mike said, if you raise $23,000, I'll get the tattoo.
Wow.
How about really you went fish face and not face back, by the way?
In the end, it was like 40, wasn't it? But
no, it was. I think we got somewhere between 25 and 26.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
Wow, good job. All right, should we get started now that we're all here? Steven, did you get the game board?
No.
The link is
Is it? Is it in the Zoom? Okay.
I put the link in the Zoom, and then
can you email? I hate to ask, since I do the game on a different thing computer. Can you text it to me or email?
Just go to netgames.io.
The man has seven iPads, PG.
That has the game.
Netgame.io.
Yeah, netgame.
With
an S. Yeah.
Hey, who's the same thing? He's not doing this like at an Apple store, which is like the seventh model.
No, my neurosis would not allow me to be in such a. Okay, what am I looking at? Secret Hitler. I mean,
Secret Hitler.
Secret hands.
Join game,
and then the code is in the Zoom chat.
Got it.
Okay, we're all caught.
You look like an old grandpa.
This game board is much easier to use than the other one.
Oh, great.
We're just waiting for him to join the room, and then I can pull up. I can start the game.
Okay, yeah. iPad 7.
Okay, so go ahead and everybody click OK, and we will get our rolls very shortly.
Waiting for iPad 7.
Waiting for iPad 7. iPad 7.
Theme of the night,
okay,
isn't
it? So you guys, if you could just go ahead and stop your cameras so we can all like write down our roles. Steven, in case you're a villain, which you probably are again, make sure you write down the names of your fellow villains. That's why I have everybody turn their cameras off. Because I can't like seem to remember three people. So
that dog is so cute.
Okay, we back?
Okay, wait.
iPad 7 is covering.
This is all I've got here, okay? This is what I got. Not my best.
It's very high tech, despite his 7 iPads.
This is how Steven combats the NSA, by the way.
Okay.
Very high tech over there.
Okay.
Just everybody click OK, and then I can put the game board up, and we can start.
Okay.
Wait for iPad 7 again? Are you?
No. Oh, no. Okay.
Okay. So. I want to just make sure that we're trying to record this as a podcast, so that I may just jump in and try to set up what's happening in case people are not able to watch us on video. But we have our first round here, and PG is going to be selecting a chancellor. PG is the first president. Taryn will be next, and then PG is going to select somebody for the panel to vote on whether or not that will be the first combination of president and chancellor.
And I should also note for the record, I am a hero. Just that should also be described.
Same.
Yeah. I'm always a hero.
Yes. Me too.
And PG also, there are six heroes and three villains and a secret hands, or is this four villains and a secret hands?
Three villains and a secret hands. So there's four villains.
Okay.
That is the clearest tell of a villain, P.S., is like someone asking the rules about who's a villain.
Rob Wood, though.
I'm trying to set up the podcast.
He's doing the math.
Here. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. It's a little communication secret.
Yeah. And also, the person who is the secret hands does not know the identity of the other villains, but the villains know who the secret hands is. Okay. Just also to know. All right.
Everyone needs to go around the room and say, I am the greatest player of all time. And then we'll just be able to figure out who's the hands by that.
Yeah, who does the best impression?
Yeah.
Okay, so I am the president, and I'm just going to go ahead and nominate Rob. Just fill it out. Okay. See how this goes.
Why?
There's really no reason, no rhyme or reason, just to see what happens. We don't have any information right now.
He was doing the math.
All right, so the group is going to get the chance to vote yes or no.
Can someone hansify that? Hansify the yes or no's?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have Russell?
Yes or no.
Yeah. And then the majority will decide whether or not that will be the first elected office.
Do we vote now?
Yeah.
Talk about it or something?
I voted yes, just because we're trying to learn information.
Yeah,
first round.
Well, iPad 7 is the...
What a shock.
Stick in the mud.
What a shock. 9-1.
You can't trust... Listen, the one thing I've learned over the past decade, actually, you cannot trust Rob Cesternino.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
In what way did you learn that?
Yeah, just constantly.
Yeah.
Small ways.
Oh, and by the way, before I forget, you are not allowed to discuss what cards you have while you're choosing, but you can discuss it afterwards.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Gonna enact a policy. Here we go.
Okay. Very good.
And a hero policy has been enacted.
Hi.
All right. Rob, what policies did you receive?
Yeah, what cards did you have?
I had 1 and 1.
And so,
I gave him 1 and 1. I got 2 villain cards and 1 hero card, and I discarded 1 of the villain cards, and I passed him 1 of each.
And just to set up for the listeners, the win condition is that we need to pass 6 hero cards for the heroes to win, correct? Is it 5 or 6?
No, 5. So heroes need to pass 5, villains need to pass 6.
Okay, got it. All right, so we are 20% of the way there.
And there are more villain cards, right? And yes. there are 11 hero and 5 villain cards? Is that the count?
No, I think it's the other way around. There's 11 villain and 6 hero.
Okay.
I think.
All right. So.
All right. I am now the president.
Karen is the president.
That's right.
I have to choose.
And you cannot pick anybody that was part of the last elected office. So myself and PG are out of consideration for who Taryn can select.
Yes. I'm going to go to the Bluminator.
The Bluminator.
Okay.
It's going to be my chancellor.
I will serve under you faithfully.
If you screw me, you're dead to me.
Sure.
Wow, some hero really making a threat to people in his cabinet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I'm an anti-hero.
Oh, yeah.
We're waiting for Pia to
get it together, buddy.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. Shannon,
the new iPad 7. Yes,
okay, so 9-1 was the vote. Oh, Shannon Gus was the one person to vote nay against her friend Mike Bloom.
You're gonna say Taryn. On with you guys. Like, I felt good about Rob because he needed the rules explained to him, which would be like a liberal thing to do.
The rules.
Teams after the teams were chosen.
Fair enough.
Or he was like pretending not to know.
I don't know. Like, I see Rob as sequester Rob and not as Amazon Rob,
mm-hmm.
which is maybe my downfall. But I felt okay about it. But I don't know anything about Taryn and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What villain would be the only person to vote 9 on the second vote? That would be idiotic.
Okay.
Policy
has been enacted.
It's provided even with two villain cards. I was provided with two villain cards.
So listen. What happened was I got 3 cards, and all of them were red. All of them were villain cards.
Already.
Cards to Mike Bloom. Okay. That were
That's
two
some
bad
tough
cards
math right there.
So Mike's story, just to be clear, Mike's story stands up. Like, Taryn is confirming Mike's story, obviously, which is that he got
and I can't confirm the other way, obviously. I only have
Mike is not necessarily a villain.
I have two fascist cards, and Taryn's claim is that he had three fascist cards.
Okay. All right. There's so you said you gave him two, and he says he's got three.
And I had no choice in the matter.
Steven, I know you are a regular on PG's Secret Hands game. Now, tell me, what is so suspicious about what happened with Taryn?
Well, so it's certainly possible for someone to get three villain cards at once, but it's you know, not that likely. And it's very common for a villain to pass two villain cards and then claim that they had to pass villain cards, that they got all the cards they got were villain cards, and so they had to pass two villain cards while they actually secretly suppressed a hero card. And so we don't know for sure that Taryn is a villain, but we have every reason to suspect that he is. Mm.
The math is against me.
The math is definitely against you.
But the read of me is for me because I'm so clearly a hero.
Yeah, but math beats writing any day of the week.
Math wins over on that kind of stuff.
So the problem here is that Taryn now gets to investigate someone because of the villain policy was passed. The problem is that if he truly is a villain, then we can't necessarily trust what he says. So everybody just keep that in mind when he does investigate.
He should already know who everybody is.
Liana, that's suspicious. Mm. I would like to be
Well, let's see. Liana's going to be the next president, so I'd like to investigate Liana.
Yeah.
It's a good call.
Okay.
Liana is a hero.
Hero Liana. Nice. Okay.
Okay. He told the truth, so that could be him trying to garner
or
favor.
Did I?
How do you know?
Play with me, dude. Oh, you told the truth. Like,
just throw yourself under the bus.
Just lie.
Yeah. But you just said he could have been lying, and then he called you a hero.
Okay, but here's the thing.
They could throw us off, though.
Okay, this is a classic Fishback move, because this is what he did to me in the last game, where Steven investigated me, and I was a hero, and he was a bad guy, and he said that to kind of gain my trust, right? Mm-hmm. So I totally trusted him after that. So just keep that in mind also.
Okay. So you're doing trust evenly on
it. You should totally trust me, is what she's saying. I think that's what she's saying.
Okay, so obviously, who do we want to go with next? So I'm president, I get to pick a chancellor. Do we want to keep going down the line and I pick Jessica Lewis?
Is anybody else sticking out to you as shady at any point? Pick Steven. Well, he's been talking a lot.
Steven is
that shady? Is talking
Mike,
well,
Mike calling shots.
I have a history of being a villain, so it is a fair
directing.
Okay, is everybody okay with that? I'll go with iPad 7.
With iPad 7. Okay,
yeah,
sure.
Go with that.
Okay. All right. Let's try this out.
IP 7.
Oh, unanimous.
Wow.
Unanimous vote.
Mm-hmm. Even Shannon approves.
Mm-hmm. One time.
So Liana is now president, and iPad 7, Steven Fishback, is the chancellor.
So will I?
Yes, okay. Steven?
Okay, fascist policy.
Villain policy. Fascist policy?
Okay.
So I had
two reds.
Okay.
I had three. I had three, so I had to give him one. But that means I'm counting cards. That means if Taryn's telling the truth, we're down to three villain cards are the only ones that are left in the deck. So there's three villain cards.
FYI, Taryn investigated Liana, claimed she was a hero. Both Taryn and Liana are now responsible for fascist policies being enacted.
Mm-hmm.
This is true.
Look, okay. She was in the government back to back.
Doesn't mean all we do is then let's not pass the vote to them until we have more information.
Let's not get hasty with this.
Let's just completely block them out of the game.
Is that a knee jerk response?
I mean,
to
confirmed heroes, I feel like you don't want to be blocking them out of the game because now you're running with a bunch of.
Do not let me in with Taryn. Well, do not let me in with Taryn here.
Guys, Leon, we're all just right now, and we need to block them.
Okay.
I think Taryn and Liana both got to be out of. Yeah, no more governments for them.
Yeah.
With all due respect.
I mean, you're losing the numbers.
No offense.
Yeah. Yes, a little fishy.
Okay, well, okay. Look, even if you don't believe me, iPad 7 is telling the truth. So, like, I did give him 2 because I had 3. Okay. So, like, so you can still trust iPad 7 as far as I
can. Well, for the record, it doesn't say anything about either Mike Bloom or iPad 7 that they were passed 2 fascist cards and played one of them. It doesn't mean anything at all.
We're going back to Mike Bloom now.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're both confirming that they had no other option, then we can say
it doesn't say anything good.
It doesn't say anything bad.
Exactly.
It's neutral.
Okay, so I get to investigate someone. Should I investigate Taryn? Yeah, you know what?
Hold on, time out. This is like a closed feedback loop between
someone who we have nothing.
You investigated me. Oh, we're both good guys. I feel like.
Well, that was interesting though. Shannon and Rob both were like very opposed
because
they don't want the truth to get out. They can't handle the
truth. If they're both in on it, why then it's just more for me. And again,
but if they are both in on it, then whatever, you know, then we wouldn't have no way of trusting whatever Liana says. Yeah. So
Taryn said that Liana's innocent, that she says that he's innocent, and we're all just like believing this closed irrelevant thing.
I think you should check PG.
Please check me.
Why are we all listening to Mike? Mike is.
I know.
What do you think? Outside of Taryn, who else would you consider?
I speak with authority.
I want to know what Taryn is from a selfish perspective because he's so like.
Liana, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
But no one will believe you. So that's true.
So let's say you guys pick another person for me. Is there any way in the world that you would ever trust me with what I say?
Hold on. That I know I said that I was against it, but if Liana investigates Taryn and says that he is a villain, at least we know. Okay, well, at least Taryn is a villain, right. Because Taryn already said that Liana is a liberal. And so if Liana was lying about Taryn, what's he going to say? No, she's a liberal, but she's lying to you. We would get some actionable information.
Liana, if you investigate me, then the two of us can just kind of like hang out and make fun of everybody else for not trusting us. If you investigate somebody else, then I will have knowledge of 3 confirmed heroes.
Taryn is acting very unusual. He is acting very out of character.
He's alive
tonight.
He's woke right now.
For trying to make good TV.
Here's the other thing that I'm concerned about, because Puya's been extremely quiet. So ordinarily, I would say check Puya. But if we're talking about a closed feedback loop here, they're using the same background. That shows how closed their loop is.
Listen, check me. Check me and you'll see him. You'll see Enrique Iglesias because I'm a hero. Do it. Do it, please. Please.
If he was being quiet, so we could just drop that punchline.
I've been waiting for this moment. I need to prove it to you.
Incredible.
The investigation.
I think the only way that the Taryn Liana thing could go poorly is if they're both villains, right? Like if at least one of them is a hero, it's somewhat helpful to us. And I don't want to trust Liana. I feel like I'm going to get screwed over again. But like, would she be counting cards and stuff if she was like, no one is asking her to do that. If she was a villain, that would obviously be bad for business.
I mean, I'm assuming a good amount of us are counting cards right now, right?
Like, but she's doing it the most publicly.
Is anybody not reading about everything that happens?
She's doing it the most publicly.
Yes, because I'm a hero trying to figure it out.
Liana, what do you want to do
anymore?
Well, I want to know if I can confirm that Taryn is indeed a villain. But
if you're the president, go with your heart.
It will be kind of a waste.
I'm okay with it.
All right, we're investigating Taryn. Are you kidding me? Dude, are you seriously a liberal?
Yes,
guys, Taryn's actually oh my god, I know that you guys probably, there's no way you're going to believe us, but like, Taryn is
what
actually
did I tell you,
liberal.
Dude,
wow.
I'm
so
be
sorry.
Out
wow, surprise, they're both Taryn heroes.
Just
surprise, they're both heroes.
Oh my god, Taryn, I'm so sorry.
The Emmy's called, you haven't gotten invited to the ceremony this year, honey.
Dude. Oh my god, I'm like genuinely shocked, Taryn. I like really am. I swear to God, I thought you were a villain.
Very believable reaction.
Are you buying this reaction from Liana?
Liana does have the "I look a fool" face right now, so I kind of buy it. But also, it could be like an extra type. But I kind of buy it for the moment. Also, I feel like Taryn went extra from before the game, so he was going to put a performance. So that's my read on the two of them. But I also don't know if I trust any of my reads at the moment, because I feel like there's not enough information out there quite yet.
You're too busy looking for a Zoom background to observe.
I got I thought the Enrique one when we looked at our roles. Okay. I was like, I'm ready. This is perfect.
And Shannon is the next president.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with Rob.
Okay. I did pass a liberal policy earlier.
As verified as having one and one. Mm-hmm. I also still from before think that
I don't know how I feel about the Shannon and Rob pairing.
Why?
What's throwing you off?
Samey here. They were the two that
because I really trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Mike's got to be the only person with a positive
track record of passing a liberal policy.
No one else has done that.
Yeah. They were suspicious.
PG handed me.
That's true. PG, I could have done you too, but I also believed Rob from the beginning because he didn't know how many people were in. He could be lying. Like, I could be falling for it, but that's just my read on it. So I've just trusted him.
I was explaining for the podcast also.
You were literally clarifying how many villains there were.
Yeah.
Rob and Shannon were the two people who were opposed to Taryn. Sorry, to Liana investigating Taryn.
That's what
Taryn.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
I came around. These are two squeaky as hell wheels, and we got a big old bottle of grease
right now. I'm sorry, but just like that made sense. I was talking it out. Everyone's just like incredibly quick to go to it. Yeah. Like, there's some merit to the idea, and there's some lack of merit. Like, to be honest, if I was a villain, I wouldn't be this loud and talkative. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I wouldn't just be like, being the squeaky wheel, like the only person to vote nine, like the only person to be like, don't do this thing. Like, I'm just trying to help out a team because I don't feel like I'm like have an important role.
Wait, that doesn't make sense. If you were a villain, you wouldn't advocate for villain policies?
I wouldn't be as loud about it because you guys all suspect me. I'd be a terrible villain. Maybe you think I'm a terrible villain. I'm just saying I'm not. Like, I'm a bad hero.
Of course not. Everyone's supposed to pass the nice things.
Well, like, whatever I'm doing, I'm playing poorly. I'm just saying I'm playing a hero poorly. I'm not playing a villain poorly.
All right. Okay. I'm okay with it. I'll vote I don't think
it matters because I don't think there's many villain cards left.
Yeah.
Rob, I'm proposing
to you. No, there's not.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an easy job right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know, but see, then we don't have as much information.
No. That's called revenge, Shannon.
Okay. And if Liana was telling the truth, then there should be a lot of hero cards that should be coming our way.
I like how Liana gets exonerated, but not me.
Well, I will say this, too. I mean, it may be that what if they're both villains and she's like, I'm going to pick a villain. This way we'll both be able to play a hero card and be exonerated because they know that the deck is hero card heavy right now.
Oh, that's interesting. That's really interesting.
So you're saying that even if we pass a hero card here, we're still going to be major suspects?
I do believe in both of you guys. I think that because I kind of suspected Liana and Taryn, and the fact that you guys were opposed to them checking each other makes me think you're probably heroes. So, but I also just have to keep this strategy in mind is all I'm saying is that, just like they got three red cards, like heroes could pass a villain card just because they got three. You guys are likely to get three heroes cards. So regardless if you're a villain or hero, you're going to end up playing a hero card anyway. But, you know.
What are the villain and the hero win conditions? I'm sorry. Can someone remind me?
The villains win if they either pass six villain policies or if Secret Hans gets elected as chancellor after three villain cards have been played.
So this is like, this could be the biggest policy of the night, right?
Yeah, this is
number three.
I regret
approving this.
That's why I said nine.
It was probably going to be a hero card anyway because so many, allegedly, so many villain cards have come out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Let's see what the cards pull.
Shannon, is everything okay over there?
Yeah.
What's taking so long?
I mean, I have to press this guy. I pulled this. Okay. I clicked on it.
Okay. Watch this.
So you choose one to discuss.
Okay, liberal policy. Look at that.
Tell me what happened.
Okay. Well, Shannon, why don't you say what you gave me?
All right. I want to say what happened. I got two liberals and a fascist. I discarded a liberal to test Rob. I know it was an important one, but I trusted Rob. I wanted to go with that read and hope that he would elect the liberal card so that I could trust him. Mm-hmm. I know that's a bit of an iffy one. I had the same decision last week in a game and I really trusted someone and I gave them the choice rather than just like ensuring the two liberal cards. And they were a liberal and I had a lot of trust in them and it really helped me in the game. So for that reason, I gave Rob one of each. I know that's a bit dicey, but I thought it would be worth it for the trust.
And does that hold up, Rob? That's why I got one and one, and I enacted the hero policy.
All right, so I will say that I think if Rob is a villain, he's a pretty sucky villain if he passed two liberal policies.
I've hit send on two hero policies.
I feel safest about Rob of anybody.
I don't think, yeah.
Okay, wait, can I just say that if you guys feel safe about Rob and I've been the one advocating how much I trust Rob from the beginning, like, doesn't that make me look good?
No.
Not really.
It did until you argued it.
Shannon, I trust you. I trust you.
Thanks, Rob. Thank you.
We have a couple of
duos. There should be maximum three fascist cards left in that deck, and likely two. So... Mm-hmm. We should be all right in the next.
There's one more like administration before they reshuffle the deck, okay. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So Puya is back, the president now. Yes, take a chance.
And right now, I'll just give a quick update on the game board. There are two. They are tied. So at two hero policies and two villain policies is the game board right now.
So Puya, here's the thing. As Steven said, we're at a critical juncture right now. If we get one more fascist policy passed, then if they get Hitler in power, that's it. Hansler. So if you really want to test this Terran Liana, you know, feedback loop if they're liberals, you could do it, but it's going to be a risk. So I guess it depends on your own trust level in these two.
Right. So why would we test that? Rob, I think you are the number one hero. You're the true Enrique Iglesias.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So what you I would like Steven? To know is what's your recommendation on the menu? Who should I send you?
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, who are the options right now? I feel like that Liana and Taryn, I think there are certainly points for going either direction, but I feel like that there's other people I feel like Steven has been very vocal. I think he's, and there's a couple of people that have been kind of quiet during the game, both the Jessicas and PG, that I feel like I don't have a good read on one way or the other.
Yeah. Well, I was supporting you, Rob, earlier when you wanted to go to the Liana Taryn thing, and no one else was really getting behind.
We have to get information on some of these people, so I'm okay with.
So that's what I was thinking. Is this the time to maybe pass it to someone who's made no decisions yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, can I give you the nuclear scenario, the doomsday scenario? Okay.
Yeah.
Liana and Taryn are telling the truth. They are liberal. And then a bunch of the people that have been quiet are potentially the villains.
I mean, Rob.
I keep trying to jump in. Somebody talks over me.
Go ahead, Jess.
Okay. So okay. I have been trying to not be quiet, but again, I'm so terrible at these games that I have no read on who is about to talk, and somebody talks, and then I have started talking at the same time, and I am the reason that this is a terrible podcast.
That's not true.
Yeah.
No. It's a terrible podcast because of other reasons.
Because nobody wants to hear community theater level performance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, so the cards left, there should be two villain cards and three hero cards. Sure. So at the most, you could only get two villain cards if everyone has been telling the truth thus far, which means that there will be a hero card that will be passed on to the Chancellor. So if a villain policy gets passed here, like, something is afoot. Because it has to be a hero one here, because there's no other option, assuming that PG was telling the truth about the cards in the first round. Because Taryn and Taryn and I investigated each other. Like, we know we're both heroes, and we both had three. So, like,
I want Jessica Lewis to be tested.
Or
you want to test Jeff. Me? Or Jess. I mean, either one of us. I mean, Jess was...
I mean, I think we have a chance to test both, because that if you make one of them the Chancellor and then investigate the other one if the policy doesn't pass. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, unless PG was lying, this has to be a hero card here.
Okay.
Hey, Poo, I feel like Poo is a bit of an unknown in himself, though. And like, to give it to another unknown, it just feels like very... vague.
So would you prefer a known entity right now? Has someone
who's known? Other than Rob, who's known? I don't feel good about it.
I feel like
I think everybody knows that I'm trustworthy.
We have the closed loop of people that are either both fascist or both liberal.
That's fair.
I'm going to pass it to Jess, and that's where the votes go.
Jess L or Jess L?
Nope, there's both L's.
I'm going to go with
Jessica
Lease.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to...
Yeah. Are you a good guy?
You know I am, Taryn. You know I can't be any other way, man.
I want to point out that Liana and Puya between them have spent like this entire pandemic just winning strategy games and dominating strategy games. I'm pretty sure that you won the Circle, you won Sequester almost twice.
A great plug for my brand. That's true. This is a nice face. This is a friendly
track record. Yeah. Why are you coming after it? Okay, all right.
No, I'm just saying, like, not your roles, you as people is what I want to clarify.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of us is good.
Puya.
All right, so
we're voting on Jessica Lease, correct?
We're voting on Jessica Lease. Yes. Right. Yes, Jessica Lease is in there as Jess. I believe Jessica Lewis is in there as her full name.
Okay.
Yes.
Her God-given name.
I forgot we had two Jessicas when I put my name up in there, or I would have like called myself something creative.
Okay. All right. Universally passed.
Okay. Yes. Do not screw us over.
So the president 10-0. Is Puya, and Jess is the chancellor, and they are now choosing their cards.
So. You select one to discard if you're the president, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's correct.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I click on one, and that's the one that gets enacted.
Yes, yeah. And then you have to double, and you have to double confirm, and you hit one, and then you select what you're doing, and then you hit enact, so it's not like, oh, I pushed the wrong button. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So I'm going to push the button here. Yeah, my finger slipped. Oh, I dropped the iPad. Yeah,
because that was on the other version.
Don't drop, Steven. Yeah.
This is iPad 6, so he'll be okay.
I like how Steven has become like the anthropomorphized iPad now.
Yeah, I'm just picturing him again. Watching. This would have been a great Bloom Tat. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Which one? What? Steven's iPad?
Steven Fishback as an anthropomorphized iPad.
That is going to be too late. So is it too weird late? On so many levels. Mm-hmm.
It is too late.
To get.
Yeah, the pool is set. Okay.
Okay. How about that?
That's interesting.
So, a hero policy.
That's a wrinkle.
All right. Puya, happened? Okay.
I ended up getting two villain cards, one hero card, obviously dumped a villain card. So it was a one-on-one. So
interesting.
Yeah. And just
you were testing me, and obviously I passed.
There was one hero, so I didn't even want to, but I did. So it worked out.
So right now the score is two villain cards to three heroes cards. So the heroes are in the lead, 3-2.
Okay. Here's the thing is that as much as Puya might be exalting himself, he knows how much of a fulcrum point this was for the villains.
Yeah.
And I feel like if a villain card came up, he knew how much fire would be drawn his way. And they're not completely out of the woods yet. If they enact free policies, they still have to get Hansler in power. So I do feel like I'm thinking a little bit of villainous Puya here going on just to like very easily slide himself under the rug and then move forward as we reshuffle the deck.
If you were a villain and it's such a crucial thing, and you know, why wouldn't you take a dot? You know, like wouldn't you just like take the grenade, pass the villain policy, and then like, you know, hope that the secret Hans gets elected? I think this is like really exonerating for Puya.
Yeah, and I have to say that Mike Bloom is the nicest guy around. It seems like that he's kind of a hater during this game.
I feel like no matter what's going on, villainous shirt,
but like, damn, those buttons really bringing out the meanness out of you,
guys. It's kind of fun to troll. I gotta admit, I think people still love the right idea.
I just want to say real quickly. I just want to thank MC59 for his $10 donation, and he says Steven the Wizard Fishback was my first Survivor crush.
Wow!
And I have these gifts that pop up when people donate, and they're totally randomized. And he happened to get Steven Fishback's heroic hoop throwing moment.
Can I flick you off?
That was like a hack. This is not family friendly.
Sure, what the rules were?
Right. Oh, clearly a villain. Obviously a villain. Steven Fishback is a villain. Calling it now.
So I'll also say that PG strategically segue out of the talk of Puya being a villain is also very suspicious.
We've been segwayed. What are you talking about? You're bringing it back.
I just wanted to thank the donors.
I don't know. Mike, your threat level is rising for me.
Yeah. So I am the president in this round. I need to pick a chancellor, and this is where the plot thickens because now the deck is reshuffled now. So, Liana, do you still have the updated calculations of what we're going to be facing?
So the deck is reshuffled. There's now 12 cards. So we will get to see all the cards on the table. If the chat can remind me how many of each one. I don't know. There's no way.
So it's, It started with 11 villain and six hero.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So three hero have been played and two villain have been played. So yes, 9 and 3.
Okay. Okay. All right. I would love to hear from my heroes. Where are we going here? Who's the chancellor this round?
Rob, I think
me, probably.
You? Okay.
Rob, pick me. Rob, pick me. So I passed the blue card with you earlier. Pick me.
Okay.
I like that the first time.
Yeah. Rob, mm-hmm. I have a good idea. Play boldly. Okay. Make big moves.
Let me hear from Puya. What did you say?
I didn't say anything, okay. But I did agree with the PG thought. I did agree with that. I would be okay with that.
I think the PG thought is a good one.
Can I just add something though about the PG? Because the last time I played this game, the very first round, that PG was a villain. And okay. It was the same.
I don't think that has any relevance to this, though.
I'm just saying that this is in her repertoire that she was. Okay. She was a villain.
Distracts us with her cat.
She was a villain. She passed me a hero and a villain. I was convinced PG is a hero, and then it turned out that she wasn't. I'm just saying it's possible.
I still don't trust the fact that she picked you as the first one. I think she's like, why? Rob's the head of this. I think from your perspective, from her perspective, like Rob's the head of this. Like he can vouch for me. Mm-hmm. If I pass a liberal policy, I know he'll have my back. Even if, as you said, there's a chance that she might have tricked you.
And that being said, I have no evidence to the contrary that PG is a villain. I'm just saying that that's not necessarily.
Well, why would she play the same way twice?
Didn't she pass the first hero card? I mean, and don't you just normally do that in this game anyway? I don't know that much about it, but mm-hmm. I'm just saying, isn't that kind of the way that you do the first gain round? Some favor? So we don't really know that much from that first play.
Yeah, so Rob, I'd be careful about that, Rob.
Okay.
We elected a liberal policy together. I also, like, straight up said that I had discarded a liberal card, which would be pretty suspicious, but I'm just sure of my own.
That is a good point. My only fear is that people say, oh, Rob and Shannon are back to...
But you're so innocent.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Get linked up.
I don't love the co-teams. Yeah. I don't love it.
Right. There's too many co-teams going on.
It's not a game.
Can I point out something that I thought was weird?
Yes.
Steven defending Puya was super weird and super out of the blue. So I'm just going to throw that out there that like that was really suspicious of me because or of them because like why would that have happened? Okay.
Well, no, all the podcast is jumping on someone from the speaking.
Was merited. I didn't think it was a good accusation. The argument against Puya was that if he were a fascist, he wouldn't pass the third fascist policy in a crucial moment. To me, that seems like a bad argument. You know, like if you were a fascist in that position, you would try to pass the fascist policy because there's more time, right, to get secret hands elected.
Okay.
Mm. If it were me and I were a fascist, I would take the grenade and be like, blow myself up to get that fascist policy.
No, but I feel like the villain's policy is to spread as much chaos as possible. And I feel like it's sort of like the more time you let to, for lack of a better term, marinate in this game, the more people get twisted up with things. So you want to have, you want to pass the buck a little bit more than just four rounds. Cause that way, like it feels like things are pretty well concentrated because only a few people
I've only
have
played a couple of times. So I did not. So you think if he were a fascist or a villain, that the correct move as a villain there would be to pass a liberal policy.
Yeah, I think you kick the can down the road, right? Because otherwise people go, froomp, and then you think, okay, who is Puya sort of like gauging?
Okay.
And I feel like you get the ability to block him out as well if you know he's like a known fascist.
I just
if I did the math.
Yeah, I just want to hear from a couple more people. Jessica, who should I nominate as chancellor? Do you have a pick?
I thought it was a really good point that... that PG did the thing that you have to do in the first round. Mm-hmm. And so we don't actually know that much about her.
Okay.
See, this is BS because if I'm as a hero, I'm going to pass a hero card.
Yes.
So
as a villain, you're going to pass a hero card because you want to get everybody to trust you so that you can do villain things later in the game. Obviously.
Okay. Mike, what do you think about giving it to PG? Like,
no.
What do you want? Mike, who do you want?
Yeah, Mike, who should we? Yeah. Everybody, though.
Mike wants to do Mike's
thing. What about Mike?
Yeah.
I have more faith in Taryn right now than I do in Mike.
I don't know why I've gone missing.
Taryn, who do you say to give it to?
himself. I would probably say avoid PG and Jessica Lewis. Those are the two I'm most suspicious of.
Why Jessica, why Jessica Lewis?
Just out of eliminating other people. She's likely,
that is interesting.
She's likely to be her.
Throw out some names. Yeah. And,
right?
And okay. Leanne, Discord.
Wait, Taryn, who do you think are the other liberals? Or the other heroes?
I feel pretty good about Rob. And you, and then I'm not sure about Mike. I, you know, I'm kind of coming around on Mike a little
Why?
Bit. Well, if I think
Janet. Anyone's ever said that, by the way,
if I think PG is bad, then Mike was like, no, don't go to PG. So, maybe PG's good and Mike is bad. But my read is the other way around, yeah. But I'm not sure.
Why do you think PG is bad, Taryn?
Why are we listening to Taryn and Liana? I don't know why we trust them.
Liana and Taryn only know about each other. And they told us what they want us all to believe.
Mm-hmm. That's what made me really suspect.
The villains just
investigated each other, and they're like, "Oh yeah, they're definitely a hero." And then nobody else thinks this is suspicious.
For the actual roles to come out, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Like coming around on Mike is like.
PG was very defensive about her role as the first hero president. That's why my read was PG.
Because the liberal policy and you passed the villain policy.
Yeah.
I'm not disputing facts. He asked me for my read. I gave him my read.
I just want to know what everybody wants to do. And then Shannon, if it wasn't you, who should I pick?
Well, I think that if Liana and Taryn are innocent, like I know that people are against the pairs. I'm saying that if we're both innocent, which I feel good about, I mean, I hope I'm not. Yeah. Anyway, I hope I'm not being lied to, but I feel good about us. If Liana and Taryn are both innocent, then we're a good way to something, especially if we're starting to trust Jessica Lewis as well. But then because they're pairs, it's like if we're wrong about it, it's like disastrously wrong. Mm-hmm. So if you're not going to go with me and you can't go with Puya and Jessica Lewis, I don't think it would suck to. Why do I always fall for Liana's chance? I would honestly 100% trust Liana and Taryn if Liana hadn't screwed me so badly and sequestered, but I feel like maybe I'm holding on to things that I shouldn't.
Yeah.
So I don't hate going for Liana or Taryn because if they exonerate themselves, they exonerate both of them. So there's like a lot to gain by that.
Rob, you'll know the three cards.
Not voting for that.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely all right. Not.
Don't vote for Liana and Taryn. Okay. But why? Pick me. No one thinks I'm a fan.
The vote will be very telling, I think, if he picks the
of those people that were just mentioned, where do I go?
You just mentioned everybody.
Wow. Everybody's a different name.
I'm going to stay. I would say stay away from Liana and Taryn because everything they know about each other, like they're just going to tell us, like they said, they're going to tell us what we want to hear.
But if I'm exonerate ourselves, then it's two guaranteed heroes.
Exactly.
It's a pretty big
four
benefit.
Because if it's Shannon, Rob, Taryn, and I.
What do you think about Steven?
I think Steven's made some good points, but I don't trust a man named after an appliance.
Okay. Is not that an appliance?
Rule of thumb.
That's a good census. Okay. Well, I got to pick somebody.
Just don't pick Mike.
I will say if you don't go to either me or Liana, I think why not just go Shannon?
Yeah, either pick Shannon or
I love that. Okay. That makes me really trust you, Taryn.
I'm okay with that. I am okay with that.
Okay. I'll go back to Shannon. My only reservation was that I didn't want to get the like, oh, why did he go to Shannon again?
Well, because
if you're playing me, congrats.
Okay.
If you were waiting for somebody to make that suggestion, congratulations. That was a good play.
All right, I'll go to Shannon.
Wow, you're right. He like talked it in circles until the Shannon thing.
Come on.
He
guys.
Kind of already knew who he was going to pick. Yeah, and he just like let us off on a tangent.
Yeah, can you give me your opinion?
Yeah, no opinion was the right one until the Shannon one came.
Wow, PG.
Oh, I tried upset. I trust Rob. I just don't know if I trust Shannon. Because the thing is, I really feel like Liana and Taryn, I feel like they're the villains. And then I feel like Shannon's been...
I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I'm trusting, like, somewhat trusting them. Like, I definitely could be wrong. But... That would just be my bad read.
Make sense for PG to keep throwing us under the bus if she's actually on the villain's tribe because like she could just keep going back to the
world. Am I getting crazy pills that they pass all these?
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Almost there.
Oh my God, guys, one more.
All right, let me. So Let me tell you what I got. Okay, I got one liberal or one hero card and two villain cards. I got rid of one villain card.
Perfect draw.
Shannon had a choice. Shannon could have played the third villain card or the hero card. She played the hero card, and I feel very good about Shannon. And I have to say that Liana and Taryn did say go to Shannon.
That gives them credibility to me, low key. Yeah, definitely.
But like at this stage in the game, is that what you're doing? Like giving, trying to like, are you still looking for credibility? I mean, isn't it getting like down to the wire for the villains? Like, shouldn't they want to be?
We'll see. This is the round where they have to really like start pushing. Yeah. So we'll find out.
I mean, I would say very bad move if I'm a villain to suggest Shannon and get
Is it seven and two are the card numbers that we're left with?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, that is the rough thing is like, it is possible for three villain cards to come up here.
Okay. So I will say currently right now, the scoreboard is two villain laws and four hero cards. So heroes are in the hand.
One more hero card, right?
We got to be on our toes right now because Mike Bloom is now the president and Mike Bloom is going to pick the next chancellor. So we got to be, let's see, Mike, who do you think should be a good chancellor?
So nobody who there's like even a whiff of suspicion about, right? We all agree about that.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay.
So that discounts a lot of people though. Thank you,
Puya. Okay, Puya's suspicious AF.
Puya's really playing to my ego here.
You're not picking me after all the throwing under the bus you did to me. So I thought, let me just throw a Zoom background your way.
The Zoom background comedy is so specific, but it like really works me as a brand of comedy. So
it's all I got.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
It really
is.
Is it after three villain policies get passed that the Hansler then is an automatic win?
Yeah.
We're still good. We're still good.
They get to start assassinating people, also voting people out. Yeah.
Mm. Right.
And you can only vote down an election three times before it autoplays the top card on the deck, which is difficult because we want it to get back to Shannon and Rob, and that's going to take forever.
Yeah, right. No.
That's the thing.
That's tough. Because
I'm wondering, like, should four. I mean, it depends on, like, who we trust here.
I think it's tough. Okay, wait, here. So,
Liana, I think we know four of the heroes.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Figure out who the other two are.
Okay, well.
I think the pair thing, we got two pairs happening.
Yeah, can I propose some
voting blocks?
Yeah, can I propose something? I think that Mike, we should hear what Mike wants to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then vote against it.
Here's the thing though, is I guess like it depends on how people feel about the Jesses, that like it could be a strategy for me to like pick somebody and we purposely vote it down to get it passed to somebody else to see who they would pick, you know, to see what their gauge of the sense
because
is.
Because the next two presidents will be Jessica Lewis and then Jessica Lease.
But if you pick Jessica Lewis and we vote no, will it skip her in the
No, then Jessica Lewis is president.
After. No, then she'll still be president.
If it's voted now. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of how to skip back to the beginning.
Wait, are you saying that Jessica Lewis is a villain?
No, I'm saying we don't know. So I'm trying to figure out, like, to get back to Shannon or Rob, which are the two people that, like, we know for sure. And, like, if you guys don't trust Taryn and I, like, that's fine. But we'll help whatever it matters to get to Shannon and to
Rob.
We're
coming around, Liana.
I really like that. Yeah, that makes me trust you a lot.
Yes.
Your extreme trust in me.
It's going to be a long time before we get back to Shannon, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Shannon is seven presidents for
one. Between Rob and I, we've both had policies that we've done together where we've both said we've had one and one. Mm-hmm. That has been could not be more innocent.
So from your perspective, Rob,
I'm going to be really, really in pain if Rob is lying to me.
Either we're heroes and two of the other four are also heroes, or we're villains and four of the other are heroes. And so at the very least, I think that we should choose, or you should choose perhaps, the two most trustworthy of the other people to get as president at least once, and then we can maybe decline until Shannon again.
Yeah.
What's our current card count right now?
Yeah.
Seven
two and
villain.
Seven.
Yeah.
So the odds are in our favor if we pass through the three and we just flip the top card. If we go to rocks, as it were, that it would be a little card, and that
it's in your favor.
Be a villain card. Odds, be a villain card.
No, odds are against us. Yeah.
Yeah. Seven villain.
Okay. Never mind then. Never mind.
That was a
yeah. We don't want. To, yeah. We don't want to go.
But I mean, that's the other thing though, is that like it's highly possible that the three cards that are drawn are all villain cards though too. Yeah. So it's hard to know if you guys are going to try to like test somebody that they could all be three villain.
Okay.
Oh wait a minute. Hold on. Right. What's the next power? Is it to choosing the president?
Choosing who the next president is.
Okay, so even if it goes
when
villain,
does that happen?
When the next villain law gets passed.
So
theoretically, the next... if me and whoever chancellor passes the villain law, I will say right now, I'll give the presidentship back to Rob because I know
what
I said.
Yeah. Okay, I like that. Okay, yeah, that's
interesting.
Okay.
What about Puya? Can you choose Puya?
I'll choose Puya because I've tested him before and I want to see. You know, at another key juncture, but the opposite way, depending on where he'll get.
I'm not going to lie, gang. I'm a little nervous when Mike's going to pick, because then Mike can easily just throw horrible cards at me and then just throw me to shreds.
What are we doing here? Rob and Shannon.
I'm negging this. I don't love this.
It's a late game to be testing new people. That's all I have to say.
And also, Mike was like, trying to create, he was throwing Puya under the bus earlier, and now, like, out of like, suddenly he's like, I'm picking Puya, picks Puya.
Think about it, Steven, though. It's a win win because think about it. If we pass a fascist law, then that's fine. We get one step closer, but then I pick Rob, and then Rob passes a liberal policy, and then we win. If we pass a liberal policy, then we win.
The cards aren't, you know,
the cards are really bad, but they're going to be bad for anyone.
I like that Mike and Puya have been sort of on opposite sides of arguments before, because all we really need is one of them to be good, to feel pretty comfortable. And then I also like that Steven and PG were also like pretty against this. I liked that.
Why is everybody trusting Mike all of a sudden? Yeah. He's been mad.
Hold on. Jessica Lise, what should we do?
I voted yes on it.
Most people have voted.
I think we have to assume.
Rob, what should I do?
Like, all the two people have voted. Okay.
Please, do you trust yourself?
I trust myself. What I'm saying is that I think the plan here for Mr. Bloom is to really.
Leon, should we trust Puya in this spot?
I think it doesn't matter, because even if it's a villain card that gets played, then you
pass it back
to
Rob.
Pass back to Rob, and we'll pass the one.
Jessica Lise, how do you feel about it?
I voted yes on it because I think at least one of you has to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe both of you.
An iPad.
And Jessica Lewis also voted yes.
This is
going
to be really telling. So much pressure on you guys.
Yeah.
God damn it, Puya.
Did you
I had three fascist cards. I will completely vouch for Puya. I had three fascist cards.
Which is possible.
Anyone would say, but I don't know.
But I mean, if Mike gives it, if Mike truly does give it to Rob, though, like... That's a done deal for us, right?
Yeah.
The cards are still not great.
Right.
But I'm literally, look, here we go. Ready? Select. Rob is the new president.
That was very trustworthy.
Should give it to Shannon.
Okay. Yeah, you should have given it to Shannon, because then we had a couple more slots before, because it'll say.
But Rob can give it to you.
I think it goes back to the regular.
It goes back to the order.
Oh, gotcha.
I would have said give it to Shannon, because I think Rob is more trustworthy than Shannon. But
yeah, but then it's going directly, but then it's going to me. And then I can pick Shannon too, because I think I proved here that I'm a hero.
Rob can choose me.
I can choose Shannon. Is the group comfortable with sending it back to Shannon?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
And like how Mike just immediately was like, I proved I was a hero by passing a fascist card.
I said what I was going to do and I called my shot.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to give it to Shannon.
I feel really bad about Steven, PG, and Jessica Lewis. I just want to say.
You feel really bad about me?
I feel bad about you too for saying that about them.
Why?
Okay.
Example.
I like this right now because I feel like we're either going to win or it was such a good play that I'll just like applaud it. And so I'm like, I'm good.
So Rob, I feel like me and Rob are the most innocent. And when Rob said he would choose me, everyone was like, yeah, but PG and Steven were like, not that into it.
These are all self-fulfilling prophecies.
Earlier. Everybody has been backing up like Mike and Puya. And, like, I just feel like every time people are like, yeah, let's vote for them, and then they play like a villain card. So I just don't understand why you guys keep trusting people that play villain cards.
So sometimes you draw villain cards.
Yeah, the math wasn't. Yeah.
Remember earlier how I was like, once we get to a point where it's critical mass for the villains, they'll start talking. I hadn't heard Jessica Lewis say anything, and now she's saying a lot of things. So it's
pressure from the villain side.
I'm getting hella villain from Jessica Lewis.
No, this is a simple way to end the game, guys. Very simple.
Wait, then who's the fourth fascist?
I know, that's my biggest concern.
Wait, so I know, like, you. Because if it's one of you guys, whole House of Cards is Shannon.
I've been cool with you since you were your second.
To accuse me is insane behavior.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be Shannon here. You have to pick Shannon.
I thought Shannon until now, when she was suddenly like throwing me under the bus. Where like I feel like the only thing I started speaking up
because I don't know why she feels weird about me. I'm trying to.
I feel bad about Jessica Lewis.
All right.
The reason I feel weird about Jessica Lewis is because she keeps going on about the partners. But if anything, like, unless we're very wrong, which like we could be, like the partners feel like the most helpful thing for the year.
Okay, so here's the thing.
PG, what do you think?
I'm going to throw this out there for any other heroes, because I feel like everyone's been really crafting this narrative of like Shannon and Rob are good guys. And now that we are in the third, you know, now the next person that gets elected chancellor, if they are the secret hands, then the villains win automatically. And this is how Mike Holloway won his game, because he was so hero.
He was so heroic.
And so I don't like being railroaded onto voting for somebody who has
past
been
games are not canon.
Who has given this out now they don't count.
But here's I'm just saying,
why are we being railroaded onto Shannon being the chancellor?
What about anyone?
Because the two options are the most.
Can I say one thing about the partners thing? Like, maybe it is helpful, unless you're one of the people without the partner.
Yes.
And then it's like, how do you even know? You just got two people that are just, I feel like you give the same two people a whole bunch of power. And it's like, well, you got to hope that those two people, I guess they trust each other. Well, but well, how do I know that? Wrong. Where's my partner, man?
Well, we're the most trustworthy.
I'll be your partner, Jess.
We've enacted two policies. I wouldn't be in a partnership with her because I feel good about you, but bad about her. But also,
me still?
Yes. Why different from 30 seconds ago? But Rob and I have enacted two liberal policies.
Yeah,
and we both said that we had one and one. Like,
it would be a hell of a long con to be like, okay, let's pass it this time so that there'll be two more fascist policies.
The point of secret hands
is it is the long con. Right.
Yeah. Is it like,
right? But like,
whoever's the most innocent, I'm not hearing an alternative proposal. You're either being innocent or the best liar of all time.
I would love to go to PG.
No, not the best.
About who does PG think Rob should pick?
Okay, I'm not. I'm not.
Just want to pick somebody. It doesn't have to be me, of course. Like, I want to because I know that I would pass a hero policy, but I wanted to go to somebody who hasn't been asking to be it.
Right. That's a great point. Like, so Shannon is arguing aggressively.
That's a Hansler move. They're trying to get Hansler elected. Oh my God.
The person trying to be elected, I said, don't vote for me. I don't care. I don't need to be chancellor now, but I'm saying don't vote for the person who's trying so hard.
Oh, come on, guys. If you're talking about long con, one at a time, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, if she's secret hands, it becomes... I'm sorry.
Mine's connecting. Wait, hold on.
Yeah, same.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh.
I think PG's point is a fair one, because Shannon is really fighting right now to become chancellor. And what happens at this point in the game?
I don't want Hans to be chancellor. That's why.
Well, so here's the thing. If we're talking about long cons, if you are the Hansler, then
that's beautiful.
It behooves you to not advocate for yourself, because then it seems fishy. That's another kind of long con, to quietly wait until somebody else suggests you.
Shannon, if it wasn't you, who would be your second pick for who should be the chancellor right now?
Okay,
besides me, who would be your third pick?
Jessica Lewis.
I agree.
Okay.
But do you want to be in a three? Jessica Lewis, you don't have to have a partnership. Join all three.
So we're going to be a triad now.
Because Jessica Lewis did enact a liberal policy before.
PG, what do you think of Jessica? What do you think of Jessica Lewis?
We haven't really... Was she in a government before?
Yes.
She was in a government.
I was the chancellor, and I enacted a liberal policy.
She was with known villain Puya.
Yeah. Oh, nice, Mike. Again with this nonsense.
He was testing me, and I felt like I need to pass this test.
Okay. Feel better about me, though.
Taryn, do you think it should be Shannon?
I don't see what other choice we have.
Yes, Taryn. Yes, Taryn.
I think it should be Shannon. If you, for some reason, you don't think it should be Shannon, it should be either Liana or myself. If we are fascists and we screw you over, you get a gun and you can kill us.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a
really good point. Let's say
there's a possibility that Shannon is the secret hands, right? Because she's the one who's really trying to get it right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Then Taryn, as an argument for, you know, it says A, it should be Shannon, but if it's not Shannon, it should be one of the two other people we most suspect.
Right.
I don't suspect them to be fair.
Anyone but those three.
Yeah, you want to talk about triads.
Anyone but the three most identifiably innocent people? How? Yes. Why?
The three most identifiably innocent? Well, we all know. Liana and Taryn are obviously not identifiably innocent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They've been vouching a lot for me, and I feel like I'm super innocent.
Yes.
What do you say I should do?
I think because everyone's trying to argue that Shannon is now peddling to get it, whereas it was kind of agreed when Mike went ahead to vote UN as president anyway. So I think I still say it primarily Shannon, but for if any reason you've been shaken by it, not going to lie, I would say Taryn. I think Taryn is good. I think Taryn's good. And his point isn't crazy. If he does screw you and you want to revenge him, you can.
Yeah, I would say I'm not 100% convinced Taryn is a hero, but I'm pretty sure he's not the secret hands.
I don't think so.
I don't think he's secret hands, but I just feel so...
No, like, I'm like,
it's just weird.
Shannon,
that
what do you
both...
think? That's no good?
I actually feel good about Taryn and Liana, but I feel like saying that makes me...
That's because they were like so, it was against them for a long time, and then it started not looking like that.
I mean, every time you ask anyone, they say, I think primarily Shannon, but second to person number two.
Who are the anti-Shannon people on the call? Can you raise your hand?
Oh, we're going to do this.
I just don't think she should be canceled.
I wasn't even in that Sequesta game. Like, I'm sorry that you were.
Shannon's the only person who mentions, like, drink every time Shannon mentions Sequester over the course of
the night, man.
It's only because she is advocating so strongly. I think, like, who's not advocating for themselves right now? Go with one of the people who's not advocating for themselves.
No, I think Rob, go with Shannon. If Steven and PG are against Shannon,
I'm gonna go with Shannon.
Heroes.
You vote, vote how you vote your conscience, everybody. Okay. All right. I'm gonna go with Shannon. And let's look at the votes. Let's look at the votes. And if Shannon is secret hands, we will all tip our
fedora.
I wish I was. You're the greatest of all time, Shannon. But instead of a boring hero, oh my God, I would be Liana.
I can't believe you guys are both, why is everybody trusting Liana and Taryn? They both passed like villain cards when they played together, and then they only investigated each other.
I don't trust Liana, but I trust
Taryn. The math was against us, but the reads are for us. That's what I said at the start.
I feel like my vote's not going to matter.
Vote 9.
What does that mean?
Scandalous partnership.
Like, it is scandalous.
Vote 9 on this. It is too much power.
The villains are the ones that are pushing for this.
Okay.
Do not vote.
Waiting for Jess.
I'm hitting the button.
Okay.
Oh, it was close. Oh, exactly 4 votes right, again.
Yes.
Oh,
PG. Jessica Lewis. Jessica Lease. Jessica Lease. How could you? And Steven Fishback.
Okay, so at least we know that Shannon isn't secret hands.
Honestly, imagine if I was. It would be the best game ever played. But instead, I'm just like a boring hero. Like I said,
if it had been you, I wouldn't have even been mad because it would have been so good.
Yeah. No, seriously.
I wish it was. I would be.
What happened if the vote tied? Would it just automatically be denied?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Now, I got good cards for the
that's
short
game,
term,
right?
But bad
that's,
cards.
That's game, isn't it?
That's a game.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
We won.
Okay.
Yes, we won. Who were we?
Yes. Okay. Can we get unmasked
here? It was the 6 and the 4 that just voted in that group. Was that it?
Yeah. Of course.
Who was Hans? Jessica Lease?
Jessica Lewis was secret hands. So PG, Steven Fishback, and Jess Lease were the villains.
And Mike, you were a good guy the whole time?
Yeah.
Boy, what was that?
What are you doing?
It's such a sketch.
I just like to talk.
Okay, so the villains, the actual villains were Steven, PG, and Jessica Lees. And Jessica Lewis was Secret Hands. I feel like that villains, you guys were not very effective in getting a lot of the villain policies.
You don't need to twist the knife.
Yeah, what was going on there?
He's just describing. He's not trash talking. He's just telling the audience.
He's objectively speaking about Survivor All Stars.
Please explain your losing strategy.
Yeah.
I did my job.
I tried. I was trying to not push too hard until I needed to.
Can I ask PG, was Rob calling out what you did before? Was that exactly what you were doing this first time around again?
Yeah, but also I would have done the same thing if I was a hero. So it really doesn't make any sense.
Which ironically, Jessica Lees was so you did the same thing that you would do if you were here. It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't. And the way Shannon played this time is how Mike Holloway played, and he was Secret Hands.
Yeah.
And so that's how he won his game.
Was like the most vocal liberal, but I don't understand why. And like PG and Jess, like, why did you guys like, or, you know, why pass a liberal policy at that point in the game when you could
it was too early. I didn't realize, and this is me being dumb. I realized I should have passed the fascist policy and blown up my own game in the purpose of furthering the agenda, but I thought it was too early to do that.
Steven,
I felt like one more round, I would have just passed it and been like, yo, I'm a fascist, deal with it.
And when you were arguing about how that Puya and Jess were, it proved they must be heroes because that any villain worth his salt,
I was trying to
shading Jessica.
I was just trying to give hints to my team. It wasn't meant to be recriminatory at all. And it sounds like it was a different chat. I haven't played very much. This is only my third game, so.
I've never played this either.
This was
you got stuck with some rookie fascists here.
It's rough to be villain when you haven't played before, because it's the easiest to tell for new, like, it's easier to read new players when they're villains, because there's kind of like a thing that people there's a strategy that people usually do, and you have to kind of learn it as you go.
I was the most solid on Jessica Lees as being a hero.
just got that face.
Yeah.
And you did enact that liberal policy, possibly against.
And I just want to say to everyone in the chat who doubted me, you're welcome.
Dude, Taryn, I was gagged. We're actually liberal because I know I was liberal, and I was like, no one's ever going to believe us. Oh my God. You were such a sketchball, too. My God.
And I missed out on a couple of the different of the donation messages. I'll just read them out real quickly. I had somebody say, Sharky says, Jessica Lewis was my winner pick for Millennials versus Gen X.
Thank you.
She would have won if not for Rocks. And Wentworth does not count says that chat knew PG was a villain but you guys always troll me. Chat always says I'm a villain. Don't listen to the chat. And Steven, I've yet to see you play this game as a hero. You have been a villain every single
wonder
time.
Why
I'm so annoyed. I want to be a hero. It seems like much more fun.
Heroes are so much fun, especially
because it's not stressful.
Screw with things.
It's more fun being a villain in a way.
Oh, really? I think hero has to be more fun. Like the guessing game aspect of it is.
No, it's the worst. I really wanted to be picked Chancellor a second time just so I could play the villain card. Cause I was like, come on. Cause I kind of figured the new guys would be a little bit scared too. And I'm like, somebody has to blow up their game. And I was like, I will take the grenade. Like at this point. And
then I realized that's how you win. But I realized it about 5 minutes.
No, it sounds like, you know, certainly what Mike was saying, Mike, I think you played this more than I have, that was like a very like legitimate strategy was to stay hidden in that spot. So I don't take my,
imagine passing like liberal policies, like 2 through 4 as a villain is like the easiest place to hide. Right. Cause you can be like, oh yeah, like there's no stakes behind it. And you're also not drawing attention onto yourself.
The problem is you all, you know, everyone wants to like tell Rob what a hero he is, you know, so everyone's so invested in, you know, Rob being a hero that, you know, there was.
Well, I got very nervous. Someone started talking about Jess and I and investigating whoever wasn't chosen, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh no, I'm in so much trouble.
Yeah, well, Jessica Lee's passed the hero policy at that point.
Right, yeah. So that actually helped at that point.
It probably did kind help. Of yeah, shifted yeah, everything. And, you were Hitler.
Right,
yeah.
And then that, so I felt better after. So thank you, Jess, for that, because that did actually help me.
Accidentally yeah. good at the game. Win. Like, this was me when I played Mafia, as Shannon could tell you. Mm-hmm.
PG, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, my pleasure. So my
thank
pleasure.
You, PG. This was great.
this was really fun.
PG, for the podcast version of this, can you give it your plug, what people can see if they check out your Twitch stream and your Patreon?
Absolutely. You guys can join these games live on my Twitch at www.twitch.tv/PEIHGEE. And you can also join my Patreon if you would like. That is www.patreon.com/PGPlays. That's PEIHGEEPLAYS.
PG, thank you so much.
Thank you guys for joining. This was super fun.
Thank you so much, PG.
Yeah, thank you so much, PG.
This was awesome. Great. Thank you all. Thank everyone. Thanks everyone here. This was so fun.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye. Have a good night.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. We played Secret Hands over on PG's Twitch channel. You can check out the video again at twitch.tv/PG. We also played another game called Ultimate Werewolf. I ended up taking that part out of the podcast because it's very confusing. I'm not sure how that was going to play for the audio version, but if you wanted to go and check that out, that's up in the video stream, which is archived at twitch.tv/PG. We've got a lot more coming up this week on Rob is a Podcast, including the Wiggle Room, our special Survivor Summit with the Survivor Specialist to talk about Survivor heading into the 40s and much more, all happening at robisawebsite.com. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a good one. Bye.